And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're on the phone.
I'm on the phone from the Hilton Gateway Hotel in Newark, New Jersey.
Why are you there?
Well, it's the 162nd National Puzzlers League Convention, and we have about 150 puzzlers from all over the U.S., Canada, and England here for 4 days of puzzling.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that you may owe your readers of the New York Times a correction for their crossword puzzle today. I heard about this from Bob Edwards. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right, yes. Well, there's apparently a little boo-boo. I said, I hate to give away an answer here.
I agree, but...
The clue was Louisville landmark, something like that. And the answer actually is about 60 or 80 miles outside of Louisville.
Right. So we won't give the answer. We'll just say the clue should be Lexington landmark.
That's right.
All right. Fair enough. And they're going to have to figure it out. All right. Something else. We received lots of letters from listeners who said that they would have been able to get that infinity puzzle that you gave.
One of the runners-up last week in the word analogies, I said it was brilliant, but I couldn't imagine anyone would ever solve it in a million years. And actually, there were a number of listeners who solved it before I even gave the answer a couple of seconds after giving the puzzle. I'm very impressed.
All right. Well, enough of these maxima mea culpas. Would you repeat the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes. It was the winner in our word analogy contest, and it came from Johnny Chang of San Francisco. And the analogy was Inky, I-N-K-Y, is to Ohio, as Moil, M-O-I-L, is to what?
And your answer?
Well, my answer, and Johnny Chang's answer, actually, is Mississippi. And the reason is that the first four letters form two state postal abbreviations. Inky is Indiana and Kentucky. And between Indiana and Kentucky is the Ohio River. Mm. And Moil is Missouri and Illinois. And between those two states is the Mississippi.
Now, we did receive only about 184 entries with that answer on it, but we did receive about 1,600, and they had Iowa.
A word analogy, by definition, should have a unique answer. And the problem with Iowa is that that's a state that borders Missouri and Illinois, but also Kentucky borders as well. So that's really not a good answer.
Okay. Well, that being said, our winner is Warren Bergman, and he joins us from Glen Beulah, Wisconsin. Hi, Warren.
Hello, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Did you come up with Mississippi right away?
Not right away. It took maybe 5-10 minutes.
Where's Glen Beulah?
We're near Plymouth, Wisconsin. We're maybe 15 miles out of Sheboygan, about 50 miles north of Milwaukee.
Okay, Sheboygan, I know. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a music teacher.
All right. Do you specialize in an instrument?
Yeah, I play the cello. I'm in the Sheboygan Symphony. And I want to mention that I'm talking now from my wife's bookstore called Dear Old Books, a used bookstore in downtown Plymouth.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I've been doing this since the Stamberg days. How long is that?
Oh, long enough.
Right, yeah.
Well, we have our 15th anniversary in January, so that's about it. 15
right.
years. Okay. Well, guess what? You get to play.
I'm thrilled.
All right. Well, Will, meet Warren. Warren, meet Will. And I'm always nervous whenever you're at a gathering of your fellow puzzlers, Will, because the challenge tends to be just that, a challenge. What do you have for us today?
Well, the challenge coming up is from the convention, but for your puzzle, Warren, I'm going to name some categories.
Okay.
For each one, name something in that category, beginning with each of the letters of the category's name.
Okay.
For example, if I said poet, you might say Poe, Ovid, Eliot, Tennyson.
All right.
And any answer will be counted as correct. And number one is car, C-A-R, and you're looking for makes of cars.
Okay, Cadillac, Audi, and Rolls-Royce.
Excellent. What was your first one?
Cadillac.
Yes, also Chevrolet and Chrysler. Excellent. Your second category is cloth, C-L-O-T-H.
Okay, linen.
Yes.
Oil cloth.
Good.
Let's see, chintz.
Chintz, excellent.
Toile.
Toile, excellent.
Oh, good. And H, haversack. No, I have no idea.
Haversack, that actually might be all right.
Hmm.
I don't know my cloth so well.
Now, what did you have in mind?
The horsehair, houndstooth, and Harris tweed.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Now, Warren, since you seem to know your music, I'm going to give you a category I wasn't planning to use, and that's opera.
Opera. Othello.
Excellent.
Pagliacci. Aida.
Good.
Rigoletto.
Oh, you're good, and all you need is an E.
E.
There are two good ones. Two well-known ones, I should say. One is based on classical Greek myth in seven letters.
All I can think of is Evangeline, but I don't think there's an opera based on that. No, I'm not kidding.
Eugene Onegin.
Yes, what's the...
Oh, Eugene Onegin.
Onegin.
Yes. And also Elektra was...
Elektra,
sure.
And your last category is country. C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
Chad.
Good. Now, there's only one O, and it's four letters.
Okay, well, there's Niger.
Niger, good.
Oman.
Oman, is it?
Thailand.
Thailand.
Yemen.
Yemen. U-N-R.
U-N-R. R is, Russia.
Russia. All you need is a U.
And Uruguay.
Uruguay, not to mention United States.
Right.
Bravo, Warren. You are great.
You're just fabulous.
I had a great time. I really enjoyed it.
Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest and playing the puzzle today. Our beautifully inscribed faux gold weekend edition lapel pin.
Great.
The new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley. And from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of the mind twisters you've actually heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station, Warren?
89.3 WPNE in Green Bay.
Okay, Warren Bergman in Glen Beulah, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for playing today.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been our pleasure. All right, now, Will, you have a challenge that has its origins in this convention where you are?
Yes, it's a little puzzle that I made for the National Puzzlers League convention. Think of a common four-letter word in which the third letter is S, as in Sam. Change the S to an O. Read these four letters backward, and you'll spell a new word, and the two four-letter words together form a familiar two-word phrase. What is it? So again, a common four-letter word in which the third letter is S, change the S to an O, read the four letters backward, and you'll spell a new word, which will follow the first word to complete a familiar two-word phrase. What phrase is it?
How many sleepless nights did you spend on this one? Wow, when you know the answer, let us know what it is. Put it on a postcard. Send it to Weekend Edition, Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We will call you if you are our winner, because you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from the Puzzlers League convention this weekend in New Jersey. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.